Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, carried away into exile all the promising young men of high rank and noble birth from Judah and Jerusalem. He gave orders for them to be instructed in the language and learning of the Chaldeans so they could serve him. Among the captives, there were four highly gifted young men from Judah, the prophet Daniel and his three friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Nebuchadnezzar found them far superior in knowledge and understanding than all the wise men of his kingdom. One night the king had a strange dream. His mind was so troubled that he could not sleep. There were in Babylon many diviners and astrologers able to interpret signs and dreams. The king summoned these wise men and said to them, "I have had a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means." The astrologers answered, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will explain it." The king replied, "It has slipped my memory. If you do not tell me what my dream was, and interpret it for me, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me what I dreamt, and then give me the interpretation." The wise men repeated their request. "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will explain it." Nebuchadnezzar answered, "You are trying to gain time, because you realize that my mind is made up. If you do not tell me what my dream was, there is just one penalty for you. You are conspiring to mislead me, hoping the situation will change. Now, if you can tell me my dream, then I will know that you can interpret it." The astrologers replied, "There is not a man on earth who can do what the king demands. No one can reveal the dream except the gods, and they do not live among men. What the king demands is too difficult. Therefore, no one, however great and mighty, has ever requested such a thing of any diviner or astrologer." This made Nebuchadnezzar so angry that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death with the others. When Arioch, the commander of the guard, went to carry out the royal decree, Daniel asked him, "Why did the king issue such a harsh order?" The commander told him, and Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time so that he could interpret the dream. Nebuchadnezzar gave his consent, and Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his three friends. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven so that their lives might be saved. That same night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then he worshipped the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God for ever and ever. Wisdom and power belong to him. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and made known to me the king's dream." In the morning, Daniel went to Arioch and said to him, "Do not put anyone to death. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him." So the commander took Daniel to Nebuchadnezzar and said, "I have found a man among the exiles from Judah who can tell the king all that concerns his dream." Nebuchadnezzar asked him, "Are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream?" Daniel answered, "No wise man can do that. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has shown the king what will happen in days to come." Next episode, the dream and its interpretation.